On any other day, Fairbanks resident John Boning is a carpenter, but today he's an artist. He uses a hammer to pound stakes into the ground. They hold up a giant sculpture he created to stand just outside the front door of the Museum of the North.
I got about a 6-foot diameter steel ring that I cut polar bear prints kind of in a continuous path around, trying to give the piece a little motion.
12-foot tall carved aspen poles hold up the giant steel ring. Boning cast bronze tips and fastened them to the tops of the poles. They look like long, tall spears.
The little bit I've read, and I don't know much about Native histories as much as I'd like, but I just, you know, they would lay out on the ice, from what I understand, under a seal skin and wait for the polar bear to come and then, you know, deal with it. And that's just amazing to me.
Boning's is one of 6 new pieces installed as part of the museum's new special exhibit on the research vessel Sikuliak, an ice-capable ship slated to set sail in the Arctic for scientific research next year. Boning gave his piece an Inupiat name, meaning to bring ashore. That's what Teresa Bacher had hoped for. She's the museum's media coordinator. She says she and colleagues put out a call for artwork that highlights the creative side of science.
We thought that would be a good combination with the special exhibit, since it's all about using the ship to be able to explore the Arctic and places we haven't been able to reach before. We wondered, what would an artist think about that, and how does an artist interpret that idea? Because science itself is very creative, and we wanted to celebrate that a bit and to, you know, show that this isn't just labs and precise data. Some of this is ingenuity and curiosity and the same things that artists use to do their work.
Nearby, Scott Holliday puts the finishing touches on his piece. It's a giant iron wave, rusty in color. Dark gray and silver barnacles and fish are welded to the sides.
I usually build furniture. So this is sometimes a stretch, but you don't get a chance to have something in front of a museum very often, if ever.
The new sculptures will stand outside the museum for the next year. All of them come from artists local to the Fairbanks area. Some of them are also students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.